It's another Wednesday. It's 1 o'clock, so you already know what you're tuning into.
We're back to Seinfeld, a show about absolutely nothing on YC Radio, the voice of today's generation. I am your host, Obi Bashan.
I'm Giovanni Anglin, and you know, last week we really had nothing for you, but this week we have a lot to talk about, and
It's
still about nothing. I mean, last week was definitely about nothing at all, but
it was a filler episode.
It was just filler, but this week is definitely something. And when are we going to get those two episodes, Sebastian?
Well, I did it last night, then I went to sleep and forgot to email it to you.
Got you.
I did everything last night.
Okay. But first, we're not going to address the elephant in the room first. I want to talk about St. Patrick's Day, which was yesterday. And
same lame day? What?
That was the day where patience was tested because I worked that day.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a lot
so
of...
it was lit.
It was a little lit because I do mornings, but I feel really...
He works at Five Guys, if you guys didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Of course you guys don't know. I work at Five Guys, 42nd Street. And so there's a lot of knuckleheads coming in green, all drunk. And, you know, and I was in my Kendrick mode because, you know, he released his album. So this dude tried to do some slick stuff and say, you know, he comes in, he's like, hey, man, you know, this food's really expensive. And I'm like... this is 42nd Street, man. This is what we do. We steal your money. He's like, come on, man. You know, we both black, so, you know, I thought you're going to hook me up. The dude is white and he's drunk. I'm just like, okay, sir, just go. Just leave, sir.
This is great.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm on my Kendrick tip, and I'm just like, really? You just going to do that right now?
Wait, does the parade pass by your work? Or
no, absolutely not.
Okay. So they're just wandering. They're like wanderers.
But, you know, it's Times Square.
Yeah.
So people are just going to come just to go.
Oh, how green was everybody in Times Square?
Well, it wasn't that green, but because earlier in that morning it was raining, so we didn't have that much green running around, but you still had some green. I remember there was these group of guys that came in with a case full of Budweiser, not low at all, coming up asking to buy the two large cups. I'm like, really, guys? Like, gee, I guess you're not going to drink soda, are you? You know? Whatever,
that's fun. But yeah, I don't know much about St. Patrick's
Me
Day.
Me neither.
The concept of it, what is it for? When the immigrants of Ireland came through, I don't know.
No, St. Patrick's Day. I believe it was supposed to be a Catholic holiday, but now what it is just a day where people just get drunk.
Yeah, like every Catholic holiday.
Like every Catholic holiday. Oh, we don't have drums. No, I guess you have to put that one in.
I'll try to remember.
Okay. So yeah, March is a month of music, people.
March Madness.
This is March Madness season right now, and Monday, how dare you, Kendrick, okay? I'm just going to say that right now. How dare you release this dang album when you know we have work to do, okay? Kendrick, it's not your fault, but go on, Sebastian. No, you're going to say it.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
But it's really inconsiderate of the people who leaked this album, okay?
It wasn't much of a leak.
Apple.
All right, so this is the story.
This is the story.
I told it on Eric's show, but we can tell on this show. Basically, it was like around 11 o'clock, and that's when Apple like restarted the system and added new tracks, new whatever on it. And before, you could pre-order the album in explicit, but now you could pre-order the album in clean, which will release around like March 31st.
Right.
But for some reason, it wasn't set for pre-order. It was set to buy.
Buy.
And people bought it.
That crap.
And they put it online. Everyone was freaking out. It's like, this is a new way of leaking. If you're gonna leak stuff like this, then you know this is bad business, Apple. Mm-hmm. I never once heard that. Especially artists this big, you're not supposed to leak their stuff. You're supposed to put more time into preparing, make sure we don't mess up this release date. Editors.
I woke up Monday morning and I saw your Facebook, Kendrick released his album. I'm like, wait, what? And then I go on the Spotify, and there it was. I'm like, okay, save it. Yep.
The Spotify thing happened probably an hour or two after that happened. Because 30 minutes.
Which was the explicit version.
Yeah, 30 minutes, everybody was scrambling. The clean was like, should I even listen to it? Should I even buy it? Then 30 minutes after that, explicit came out. So people did buy the clean, and they had to buy the explicit. So they paid the album twice.
Hey, it's more support for you, K-Dot.
Then after that, it's like everybody's freaking out. Then the CEO of TDE.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, whatever.
Tiff. Anyways, he was angry at Interscope. Like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
So then after that, they put on Spotify and everything.
And then, you know.
It's in Best Buy now, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's supposed to come out next Monday.
Remember, they get stuff like 5 days before it comes out.
That is very true.
So just like, all right, might as well just put it early.
I guess I gotta make a trip to Best Buy then.
Yeah. It's a great album. I'll probably do a review in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's how deep I had to get into this album.
Yeah, because you only listened to it deeply once.
Yeah.
And since this album came out, I listened to it over 7 times right now.
Damn. I heard like the first half and the second half, like both of them are equal.
Yeah.
Most albums, like actually Drake's album, the first half is better than the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. I listen to the first half most of the time. Mm-hmm. But this half, like, you really need to listen to it straight through.
Right, but we can't, let's be mindful, we can't this describe, album. we can't compare that mixtape to this album because it's just not fair.
No, I can't compare it, just the timing.
Right.
The timing it came out.
Oh, that timing, man.
It's 2015, and I know 2014 don't you have
midterms kind of, to do?
Yeah, midterms you tomorrow.
You see what I'm talking about,
Monday
K-Dot?
And Wednesday.
You see that?
So, my weekend's, like, packed.
See, this is the thing. I respect artists from doing it, but it's really inconsiderate now just dropping the album whenever. There's no more like release dates.
Release
anymore.
Dates are played out.
They're played out. So when it drops, okay? And then I get mad because how dare you drop good music and I have stuff to do in my daily life. I have to get these A's, okay? You want to drop
so
good music.
I'd like to thank Beyonce for like...
Yeah, thank you, Beyonce.
Giving it a stamp of approval. People have been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
But no top artists
will
ever do that. I know Death Grips, they did it for a while. Those stuff where it's random. But no, they put a stamp of approval when Beyonce
just came out with an album.
And I was just, yeah, it was just crazy.
And you liked it too.
Yeah, first listen.
And you're not big of a fan of Beyonce's.
Yeah. Her music, you have to listen to it more than 30 times to like it. So, yeah, I didn't like her previous album, but this album, first listen, perfect.
What other tracks, whatever albums we have coming out this March? I know we have Action Bronson with Mr. Wonderful.
Earl Sweatshirt, I don't go outside. An album by Earl Sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, and if you wonder why he paused, it's because he doesn't like poo.
I don't like stuff.
Stuff.
I don't like stuff. I don't go outside.
We got Wale coming out with the album About Nothing, jacking our stuff. But, you know, it's okay, Wale. We give you that one.
I'm looking forward to this album. I'm thinking about pre-ordering it, but I think I'll just wait for it to come out, then listen to it, then buy it.
We also have Currency coming out with the Pilot Talk 3.
Yeah, most definitely. Listen to Pilot Talk 1 and 2.
Right.
Both excellent, great albums. Both different. Funny, J Electronica's on Pilot Talk 1.
Right.
With Mos Def.
And when is J Electronica coming out with this album?
A Ray came out in an alternate universe, but the set reality in this dimension never caught up. So.
You read too much comic book, man.
Comic books, this is the truth.
This is, yeah, you read too much comic.
This is the truth.
And then the most WTF of them all, Ludacris. Huh?
Huh?
Ludacris is coming
out
with
Ludacris. Don't even promo his stuff in the show. Anyways, let's promo the movie.
Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah. I didn't see the last three movies, but cool.
I'm actually looking forward to it, man. This is the last one because of
it's
obvious
not the last
reasons.
One.
Obvious reasons. It's the last one.
No, they said they won't continue.
How are they going to continue?
They can.
No.
Tokyo Drift was a continuation.
But that was just like
I just gave you the answer.
That was completely different.
I just gave you the answer.
That was completely different, though.
Perfect answer.
And then now they interconnected it, but now like the timeline is all off, so whatever.
It wasn't. First of all, this Fast and Furious series wasn't built on continuity. It was built on Fast and Furious cars.
That is true, but look at the car. Look at the dates of the cars now.
They're all updated.
Exactly, and then when that movie came out in 06, they had the 06 cars.
Yeah.
So that's why it breaks continuity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they try.
Whatever.
It's like X-Men.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, they try.
Okay, what it is you want to talk about as well?
What were we talking about?
Oh yeah,
I saw Interstellar the other day.
Finally! Now you understand what I'm talking about. Spoiler alert, mind you.
Matt Damon came out of nowhere and ruined it. You're right.
Thank you.
That's what John Bruno was saying.
That's what we were trying to tell. Well, we were hinting this, like a character's gonna come in and he's gonna ruin the whole entire movie for you.
I thought it was like Eric from that 70s show that you're gonna talk about.
Oh, Topher Grace.
Yeah, Topher Grace.
Nah.
He was just there. He was pretty much invisible. You just know him by face.
I mean, he was just like, oh yeah, but it's Matt Damon because I like Matt Damon, but
No, I don't like Matt Damon.
I do, but he's not believable as an astronaut, you know. He's just not.
He's more believable as the character he played as astronaut. A sus That's boy.
Nah, you know, I prefer him as Jason Bourne, the dude who had sex with Scotty's girlfriend from Eurotrip. That dude, but not an astronaut. No. And that's what ruined half of the movie for me, first off. And then Matthew McConaughey, I think, what happened at the end? He came back after dropping into, like, this hole. Yeah, like, it was
just... sense.
I was like, whatever.
I only saw it once and I understood it.
I saw it once too, and I did not just, I didn't get it.
Oh, it was easy to get.
And then, and now it's like 100 years later, and then his daughter is dying, and
yeah,
whatever.
It makes sense.
I mean, I get it, but it just wasn't for
it's
me.
It's a great concept. You know, Christopher Nolan films are all like
I didn't hate it, but you know, I didn't love it.
You can watch it again. It's on the internet.
I mean, no, you're not supposed to watch it on the internet, though.
It's on the net.
You're not supposed to.
What do you mean? You just watch it IMAX?
You're supposed to watch it in IMAX.
With some scenes are so silent, you just want your brain to explode?
No, I mean, like, just for the feel, like, just for the depth of feel, like, watching that outer space and watching those different planets, you just need a bigger screen to experience
that. I swear
there'll
be aliens, but there wasn't a single drop of aliens anywhere.
I figured that we were going to find some sort of alien life form, but... You know, it was cool how Nolan was able to capture, like, the different planets, and it was cool.
Tried to do research, but yeah, that movie was forever.
It's sci-fi, so it's cool.
Yeah.
So, what else did I see? I saw Cinderella the other day.
The live-action thing?
Yeah, live-action.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was actually good. It was innocent. It was harmless. You already know the ending. It was just a cool movie. It was fun.
Was it interesting with you, like, out of 5... stars, what would you give it?
It was good. It was a good 3.
Good 3?
It's good.
Man, 3 sounds bad to me.
Really?
Yeah.
3 is average.
4 is average. Or no. Like 3.5 to me is average.
Nah, I give 3 is kind of average to me.
The way I look at it, Rotten Tomatoes would be something like that.
Rotten Tomatoes gave that thing an 84, okay?
84?
He gave it an 84. It's average. Okay, it's a good movie.
Must be good.
It's a good movie.
Average on Rotten Tomatoes is 60. Not even like a 70. As long as it's red, it should be okay.
Yeah, as long as it's red, it should be okay. But I did like Focus too, and they gave it like a 53. But I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool. With Will Smith and that girl from Wall Street.
It didn't do well.
It didn't do that well, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool.
All right. Oh, let's talk about the X Factor in New Zealand.
The X Factor in New Zealand, and you guys just put me onto this because I don't watch X Factor in New Zealand.
You don't watch X Factor? Do you watch X Factor in
at all? I used to watch the UK one, which was cool, and then I watched the one that came to the US, but they canceled it.
And they replaced it with The Voice.
Yeah, we don't talk of The Voice.
I don't know anything about The Voice, but I don't like those shows. America's Got Talent.
Because it's all basically the same thing.
America's Got Talent. They're still doing American Idol.
With different people. With, like, J-Lo and...
J-Lo.
I mean...
J-Lo, successful.
I mean, she does have views.
I don't like J-Lo.
Okay, but back to the X Factor.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. She was defending... No, okay. She
What's
defended
her
herself. Natalia Kills. That's in Natalia Portman.
Yeah.
All my Star Wars thing.
Natalie Portman.
All right. Natalia Kills, she was dissing one of the contenders on X Factor.
What was his name, Selena?
Joe something.
Okay, his name was Joe something. And basically, this lady, Natalia Kills, who's, I'm guessing she's a singer, artist.
An up-and-coming artist.
Parentheses on artist. She was basically belittling and bullying this Joe guy for basically ripping off her husband. Who's her husband? Willie Moon.
Some guy.
And
some James Blakey looking dude, so you know he's white and tall.
Okay,
gotcha. James Blake to me. He's copying James Blake style.
Okay, and so the reason why we want to bring this up is because the things that this lady said to this competitor, he almost cried, and this was on live TV.
It felt like she rehearsed that, like she knew she was gonna say that to somebody, so she chose like the proper words.
You feel that way?
Yeah. Like, I know Simon Cowell, he wrote some of those jokes because he knows some of these people are going to suck. Same thing with the chef dude.
Really?
The
Gordon
Hell's Kitchen.
Gordon
yeah.
Ramsay?
Yeah, that dude.
Hey, Gordon Ramsay's dope.
He's dope.
I rock with Gordon Ramsay.
He's dope. Yeah, because you don't taste the food there. You only thinking, if it's music, you hear it.
Right.
Then you have your views on it. But if it's food,
right.
You only look at it. He's tasting it. Oh, this is a complete bowl, you know?
Yeah, and I'm going to trust Gordon Ramsay's
exactly.
opinion.
That's why it's easier to like Gordon compared to Simon. And her, she was like this dissing the dude because he looked like a doppelganger of her husband.
And then she felt utterly disgusted, and this guy almost looked like he was about to cry.
The real tears about to come out. But, you know, he had kept keep it real on TV. His exactly. mom's watching.
And then everyone was, you know, going at this Natalie Kills girl all on social media because what she did was utterly disrespectful and disgraceful.
And she got kicked off the show.
Good, as she should.
And dropped from her label.
As she should. And now what is she doing now?
I don't know. She fled the country. She's chilling in L.A. where all the losers stay. And all the winners stay make money.
You seem like you don't really like L.A. that much.
It's dry.
Dry in L.A.?
No, it's going to be dry in L.A.
Why do you say that?
Well, all the water.
Oh, you mean L.A. is going to be like its own separate state now?
It's trying to split up into right. five different states. But it won't look really? Good on the flag. Like 55 states.
Yeah.
Even though we have more than 50 states.
I mean, technically we do. It's all just territory. Like Puerto Rico and Guam and stuff like that. It's just territory.
And Virgin Islands.
Right. And they all do use American money, too. Why don't they just become states?
Actually, whatever. John Oliver had an episode about that, talking about mm-hmm. how they are not treated equally like American citizens. Like, they're they not. Couldn't run for president. Mm-hmm. They can't even vote for the president, right. even though everything the president is doing influenced them. Mm-hmm. They could join the army, right. but they're still not citizens. Wow. So in the passport, they said, U.S. citizen passport, but right. not a citizen.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Well.
So they're just, what are they? Just conquerees?
No, I just told you, they're U.S. citizens, but not U.S. citizens.
So what does that make them?
I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. They're not colonies.
I mean, colonies is a very 1700s sort of
they're
word.
They're still colonies for today, okay?
But colonies, 1700s
and colonies ended, like, probably a couple, like, 30 years ago.
Not colonies, just territory.
Territory, well, it's still like colonies.
And, you know, why not we get Guam up in here as a state or Puerto Rico? That would be cool.
Probably, but like I said, the flag looks pretty cool with 50.
That is true. And how do you think it's going to look with 52?
No, it's like more than that, probably. Because you have to count the Virgin Islands, too.
Oh, right. So, about 60-ish?
Yeah. Now I don't know the other territories.
Yeah, U.S. has a lot of territories.
Just to chill.
Just to chill.
Put their military base in, just in case.
Oh, word, before something goes down.
Nothing will ever go down.
Hey, I don't know, man. North Korea, you know how they are all the time.
We're supposed to go to North Korea.
We were supposed to go to North Korea, but then their interview came out and it ruined it.
Did you see the interview?
I actually did see the interview.
I never saw it. It's on Netflix.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I'm not interested.
I don't think it wasn't worth all the stuff that went down, but it was a fun movie.
But that's how you promo stuff. Like
that is all definitely the how you promo stuff.
So
and they used a different route too. They didn't go to like the traditional. Like Conan and all that stuff. They just went to media. They just did advertisement on YouTube and stuff like that.
Oh, you don't like when they, like, Will Smith did that recently. When he was promoting his movie, he went to, like, everybody. He's like, oh, my stuff is coming out.
Yeah, but, no, like, the reason why they didn't do that is because no one wanted to mess with that movie at all just because all the stuff that was happening.
What's North Korea gonna do? Start war with America over a film?
Exactly. It's like, North Korea don't want to mess with us. Our fofo make sure all their kids don't grow, you know? what are they going to do? They're full of commies anyway. And...
Is it commie? I thought it was like a dictatorship.
Dictator, communist country. That's why they're so cool with China and such.
Yeah, they're cool with everybody in a low, low, low.
Exactly.
I think this is just a ploy, you know?
Do you still want to go to North Korea, man?
No. Well, Dennis Rodman.
Exactly. If Dennis Rodman can do it, why can't we do it?
Dennis Rodman.
Exactly. And just say we're friends of Dennis Rodman.
It's not going to work out. People don't even like Dennis Rodman.
Hey, if Kim Jong-un likes Dennis Rodman, North Korea likes Dennis Rodman.
That was just a weird... Did you ever see the video? I think Vice was hooking up with him.
No, I remember he was singing Happy Birthday to Kim Jong-un, and the man started crying. That made me, that was a little sus on the low. I'm like, okay, you guys are a bit too friendly right now. Why are you crying, Dennis? Why are you crying, Worm? You remember when Dennis Rodman was married to Madonna?
That was a thing?
That was a thing.
What year was this?
90s.
I don't remember.
When he was this big basketball star.
He was always a good big basketball player. When he was in Detroit, then he went to the Bulls.
He was okay.
What?
He was okay.
He won 5.
He had Jordan.
He had Jordan. He had
And he had Pippen.
And you're talking about Detroit too.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas.
Exactly, the bad boy Pistons.
Yeah, he played great defense.
He was okay.
What do you mean? Do you even watch basketball?
I watched basketball back in the day, but not as much as right now. Because,
he was
you know,
excellent.
Because I feel like, didn't I talk about this the other day? I feel like they're not letting them play the game anymore.
Oh, because of too many rules?
Too many damn fouls. No. It's just not appealing. That's why I said I like hockey, because, you know, they fight. And it's still cool.
No.
Yes.
You can't fight in games. That's how people get injured and career ending. Imagine someone breaking an ankle in the NBA. It's over. It's done for the rest of the year.
Very true. And wait, isn't Derrick Rose injured again?
Yeah.
Damn.
But he'll be back before playoffs.
Derrick Rose is done.
No, he'll be back.
No, playoffs. I mean, like, he's not, like, as good as he once was before.
He's still good. He's, as long as you get those assists up.
He's still okay, but, like, he isn't, like, great as he could have been.
I heard a commentator say he used to run, like, 100 miles an hour. Now he's running, like, 70.
Exactly. See that?
It's the knees. That's what happens when you grow. Like, tennis players are the same way, too. Tennis players, the average age of retiring in tennis is, like, 28.
Wow. How old are the Williams sisters?
33, 32. Pretty sure it's like 32, 31.
Wow. They're not that old, man.
But they're killing it. Like, they pretty much passed their prime, but just still winning.
Yeah, mind you, they started when they were in their teens, too.
Yeah.
So, it's been a while.
Been a long time.
Okay, so now we want to talk, you know, a little brief technical news really quick. The new Apple Watch is coming out soon. $10,000. You know, how do you feel about that?
Well, it's $350.
No, it's 10K.
10K. Even more. It's higher than 10K, too. Because of the gold and whatever they want to put on the watch.
Right.
Because soon, I'm pretty sure within 10 years, you can ask for Apple. Apple's going to be, like, really, really creative. Mm-hmm. Customize your own watch. What do you want to put in it? Like, what type of metal you want to put in it? You want to put diamonds? You want to put
Oh, I figured. Oh, you couldn't do that yet?
No, not yet. Like, unless you have connects. Mm-hmm. But, like, sooner or later, once they have everything set up, when they have all the operational stuff set up, then it's like, customized. It'll take 2 months to get, but it'll be totally worth it because this is your watch.
So, are you going to get the Apple Watch?
No, it's unnecessary.
I might get it when the Apple Watch 3 comes out.
Apple Watch 2 will come out this year.
I figure it'll come out next year.
It's coming out September.
How do you know?
They just spoiled it online.
What? No. Let me look this. Where did you get this from?
Just type it. Apple Watch 2.
The Apple Watch 2? Say something to the viewers while I watch this, while I look this up.
Kind of sus was that. Earl Sweatshirt's coming out a new album.
That is true. It's coming out next week as well, right?
Yeah.
It says rumor. Sketchy rumor claims Apple Watch 2 is coming out later this year. It's a rumor.
These rumors are real.
These rumors ain't real. These rumors ain't loyal, okay?
I guess.
No.
But why would you want an Apple Watch? Like, you have an iPhone. In order to use your Apple Watch, you need your iPhone to connect to it. Because you're not going to pay extra 3G for it. You're going to use, like, Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. So, it basically could do everything the iPhone could do?
Not but everything, but it well, connects most things. To. Like, you could send text messages. First of all, the watch is going to be the same size as your wrist.
Hold on. Pause. So, you can send messages from your watch. Text messages from your watch.
Yeah.
Why?
Because someone hits you up and you want to take out your phone.
But, dude, it's a damn watch.
But that's the point.
And we live in Jamaica, Queens.
But this is the Apple Watch.
Dude, no. I don't think that would work for us, at least.
No, it doesn't work for anybody, at least.
Just
take your phone out.
Yeah!
Well, they're making it bigger so you can buy something smaller. So you don't want to touch the bigger phone? What?
Whatever. Yeah, I don't think this is a very good idea.
See, that's why I'm telling everybody. Apple iWatch is a luxury item. You don't need it. It's a luxury item.
I don't even think it's a luxury item. It's just
Which will turn into a needed item, like the iPad. iPad, when it came out, was
iPads
a luxury item.
No, they weren't.
Now you could buy it without buying the MacBook and do whatever you need.
That's
Type
true.
Everything, whatever.
That's true, but I don't think you need the iPad, though.
Yep.